I put most of my attention into the state Senate seat, the one I currently hold, and folks know that I was supporting Dave Preston, and he won. I think Dave has a tremendous amount of experience and expertise that are really incredibly important to the struggles UP is facing right now, especially on energy issues and healthcare-related issues. So I was pleased with that outcome. Dave and his team, we all worked extremely hard, knocked on, I don't know, the numbers say somewhere around 20,000 doors, and we went to so many events together, and, you know, I'm pleased with the outcome there, and
And now you move forward. You move forward into November now, and that's kind of where it goes. And we're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom here this morning. You know, and that's kind of the question too. Is now the primaries are done? It is August. You technically have a calendar ahead of you as a current in the office lawmaker. But what's going to happen in Lansing now between now and then the general election, and then what we have at the end of the year? I mean, what's Ed McBroom say? Especially since you're kind of home stretching your time there.
Yeah. Yeah, 137 days left to go for me. I know we're scheduled to meet again here at the end of this month and into September. And while I might have hedged earlier that we wouldn't be doing much in those days, one, I have a commitment from my leadership in the Senate to take up Dave and Carl's bills regarding the RICE units, the natural gas generators. Those bills that you've probably heard a lot about, my leadership has promised to take them up in September, so that's important. And then there's also been some news reports that say the budget that we passed at the end of June, early July, has some structural problems, that it's not balanced, and so we'll probably be, if that's true, which it sounds like it is, we'll be taking up probably some supplementals to make sure that that budget is properly balanced. So it could be a busy September after all. And then, of course, all the people who are running for office, who are in office, are going to start to get real nervous towards the end of September, because ballots are going to go out by then, and they're going to want to get home and be doing everything they can to win their elections. So end of September into October, we're very likely not to be meeting very much.
So if there's going to be things happening at the Capitol, it's going to be basically in the month of September, then it kind of shifts over and everybody kind of hitting the trail for everybody else, right?
Yes, exactly. And then whether a lame duck happens or not really depends, I think, on the outcome of the election. You know, just because what's the pressures then on the outgoing members to do much? And since we have split power between Democrats and Republicans, I think kind of regardless of what the outcome is, there's probably more likely that the outgoing folks don't get very much done rather than they do. So it's after September, it could be kind of a whimper.
Yeah. And I know we'll be talking with you a little bit more before you are done there, but as you're starting to kind of see sort of those days ticking away that your time is going to be done there, how much are you looking to do to get, like, for example, you mentioned with the internal combustion, the RICE generators, that legislation moving forward, what are you looking to do to get, hoping to get done here before you are done?
That issue is just so key to the very future of the UP that all of my chips are on that. And now, let's say we do get that done. I do have some other legislation I'd still like to at least get introduced, but hopefully passed. I've introduced legislation to update and reform the Open Meetings Act to really modernize it. I've worked for a couple of years on this, so I'd really like to see something move with that. I've got a specialty license plate for the UP to help UP charity groups and museums, et cetera, that I'd like to see get through. And so there are a number of special projects and things that I've put a lot of time and effort into that I would like to see go to the end. But the RICE units are just simply the most critical issue facing the UP, and I'll push on that. I've also got some other bills to introduce, especially on mental health care, that I don't expect would pass all the way through this year because they're too complicated, but they allow me to plant kind of that flag, and hopefully future successors of mine and other UP legislators will want to pick those up and carry them forward.